Exodus, Chapter 11. The Slave Who Became Master. The pages of the wildest romance do not contain any picture of so striking a change in the fortunes of a human being as that presented in the simple, unpretentious biblical story of Moses. This is but an illustration that the real far transcends the imaginary. Eye has not seen nor ear heard, either have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. The human mind cannot imagine anything to be compared with the real, everyday occurrences with God. This is why a proper study of the Bible gives one a distaste for fictitious reading. The fanciful pales into insignificance beside the real. Moses was born of slave parents. An entire people had been reduced to servitude, and the spirits of most had been crushed. They were as a matter of course despised, and the very name by which they were known was an expression of contempt, the word Hebrew, meaning foreigner, alien, immigrant. The Egyptians, on the other hand, were a haughty people, and their kings were designated merely by the ruler, the word Pharaoh meaning prince or king. The Israelites, therefore, were despised servants of rulers. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose you. At the time of greatest oppression Moses was born, and by a strange combination of circumstances was adopted into the royal family. For nearly 40 years he enjoyed the luxury of the court, and then he cast in his lot with the despised slaves, and was compelled to flee for his life, and for 40 years more he herded sheep in the wilderness. Then he saw God, and heard the divine call, and went back to Egypt to face the proud Pharaoh on his throne, and to dictate terms to him. So Moses went before the king, and said to him, thus says Jehovah God of Israel, let my people go. What a bold thing to do it! Doubtless all the courtiers expected to hear the king order the audacious intruder to be taken out and executed. But he contented himself with the insolent reply, who is Jehovah, that I should obey his voice, to let Israel go? I know not Jehovah, either will I let Israel go. Why did not Pharaoh, autocrat that he was, at once put an end to Moses? Here is the secret. And the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made you a god to Pharaoh. Moses was clothed with the power of God, and the proud Pharaoh recognized him as master, in spite of himself. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. How did Moses become so great? Here is the answer. Whoso exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Now the man Moses was very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. That is why he became greater than the proud Pharaoh. The experience of the one whom the Lord raised up, like unto Moses, is found in. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God declares that his servant shall be exalted, and extolled, and be very high. Moses was a greater man than Pharaoh, for God was with him. He was in reality the king of Egypt, or rather, Lord of the king of Egypt. Well, why was this history of Moses and Pharaoh placed on record? It was for our sakes, for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope in delivering his people Israel, to which God has now set his hand the second time. The Lord has promised to clothe all his messengers with the same power. Jesus Christ says, he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, even as I received of my Father. Now read the words of the Lord. The Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose you. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in a day of salvation have I helped you, and I will preserve you, and give you for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, Go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. This is a prophecy to be fulfilled in our days, in us if we will, and the assurance of it is that which took place 3,500 years ago in Egypt. See further how God exalts his people. Moses said to Pharaoh, All these your servants shall come down unto me, and bow themselves unto me. And that was actually done. So to those who know Jehovah, and who are content to be only his servants, he says, The labor of Egypt, and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto you, and they shall be yours. They shall come over after you, in chains shall they come over, and they shall fall down unto you. They shall make supplication unto you, saying, Surely, God is in you, and there is none else. This is in the time when God's captive people are to be set free, but not for price nor reward. And the meek of the earth will be the rulers. God exalts his servants. He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. This miracle, this wondrous transformation of a beggar and a slave into a king with power over all the earth, is being performed even now among men. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit than he that takes a city. God's throne is in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Yet, the kingdom of God is within you. Therefore, whoever has control over himself, over his own rash spirit and fierce passions, has the very same power that rules the universe. The case of Moses is placed on record as an assurance, a positive proof, that a slave by birth may become lord over all. For every slave of sin there is the possibility of dominion over the whole earth. This exaltation is a privilege of whomsoever will accept it, and special reference is made to the poor and the despised. Who is a candidate for royal power and authority? E.J. Wagoner.